Let's look at what Job said about it. Job 11. I'm going to read this from King James. This is a new King James. Job 11:7. Can you search out the deep things of God? He asked the question. Can you search out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limit of the Almighty? Can you? I think I'm going to read a little further. I just got one scripture there. 11:7, that's what I said, didn't I? This is a new living. Can you solve the mysteries of God? You know what he said? I just read that it was hidden. It was hidden to them. They didn't know. But now, he asked the question, can you solve the mystery of God? New King James said, can you search out the deep things of God? Can you discover everything about the Almighty? Can you? I want you to keep in mind that because I'm working on something. Keep this in mind. He said, God did what? Gave everything to Jesus. He gave it, trusted to him. Everything. Everything God had in heaven and in earth, he put it where? In Christ, right? I want you to keep that in mind. Can such knowledge is higher than the heaven? And who are you? It is deeper than the underworld. What do you know? In other words, you go to the underworld, God's knowledge, who he is, what he can do, he goes far beyond that. So, he had created Adam in his own image, right? That Adam and God would commune, and Adam, from Adam, that what God's plan was to raise up a people on this earth. They will all be filled with God's goodness, praising and worshiping God, walking and living. Listen to me now. Walking in the knowledge of God, operating in the ability, gifts, and talent that will glorify his beauty, that will glorify his wisdom and his magnificence, where they will succeed and prosper, expand and grow, and fill this earth with all that God is. But look what's in the earth now. That was his plan, to fill this earth with God's goodness. Every man walking in his created ability, in his own unique created way. And what I mean by that, every one of us in our physical body, everyone have our own fingerprint. That's an amazing thing. Every one of us, your fingerprint won't match mine. And he designed for man to live on this earth. No plagues was here. No disaster, none of those things. And he will spend, and we will spend our lives in search of his depths of wisdom and knowledge, of learning of his greatness, his goodness, his splendor. But something happened. Adam messed up right out the bat. You know what I mean? Just before he gets started, good, he done messed up. And God worked on a plan for approximately 4,000 years, and 2,000 years ago, he restored it back. And when Jesus got it fixed, are you in the house? As when Jesus got it fixed, he gave a commission. He said, now, go in all the world and preach this. Isn't that right? Preach what? Just what Paul wrote, just what we've been preaching. But Job asked a question in the book of Job, a question where, can you solve the mysteries of God? Can you discover everything about the Almighty? Can you? Well, if you listen to the average person, you know they don't know nothing about it. But God wants you to be very intimate with him. To know that he is good. He is just. He is holy. He is pure. He is righteous. He is true. He is almighty. He sees everything. He knows everything. And there's nothing in his created ability that he can't do. Nothing. But there's something he can't do when it comes down to, like Satan lied. Now he can't lie because he's not a liar. He can't die because no death in him. Hallelujah. But he wanted mankind, his friend. He called Abraham his friend. He wanted mankind to fill this earth. And this is what he's working on. Now watch it. John got a revelation of this in the book of Revelation. He said, I saw what? A new heaven and a new earth. Well, God has fixed it for us that we can live our lives on this earth. But the day is coming that all this stuff that we got to contend with and put up with and going through and being tested by and have to overcome, all this going to be removed. It's going to be put away. He has a place to put it where it can never escape and come through this earth again. He removing every corruption. Everything that's destructive, everything that's evil, everything that's violent, everything that's hateful, everything that's cruel, he's going to move it from this earth. But he'll fix it for you, even though that stuff is here. You can live victorious. And that's what Paul was talking about. I suffered some things, but I'm rejoicing because they persecute Paul for preaching this gospel. They put him in jail. They beat him. They stoned him. He even was shipwrecked. Paul was trying to go places and the storm came up. I don't believe God sent that and knowing Paul was going on a mission for him. And a storm came up, tore the ship up. Paul tried to tell him, y'all don't need to be loosened from here. You need to hold up. They went on, but they lost the ship. Come on. But what Paul wanted, what God wants you to understand, even though this stuff is here, I got you. I have brought you to a place where everything the enemy, I want you to hear me now. Everything the enemy bring up in your mind, every kind of test come to your life, accusing you that so you can get under the gun of being afraid and fearful. And what if? No, no, no. He said, you're innocent. I'll cleanse you from it. So if you continue in this faith, you'll learn and know this and you'll walk this way no matter what comes against you. That's why Paul wouldn't quit. Because he was fully convinced. And that there will be a people that will get this truth and we'll walk in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.